From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. A special prosecutor says no charges will be filed against a Missouri House candidate who was accused of sexual assault by another incoming lawmaker. Cora Faith Walker of Ferguson alleged earlier this month that Stephen Roberts Jr. of St. Louis had sexually assaulted her. St. Charles County Prosecutor Tim Lomar said yesterday that there's no evidence to suggest that sexual relations between the two were anything but consensual, so they will not file charges against Roberts. Both Democrats are running unopposed in their bids to serve in the Missouri House. Roberts' lawyer says his client is thrilled. Walker said she's, quote, terrified that Roberts is free. A Republican candidate for state treasurer wants to curtail state money from going to companies that do business with countries promoting terrorism. The state treasurer's office decided roughly a decade ago to divest money from companies that do business with countries like Iran, Sudan, or Syria. But GOP treasurer candidate Eric Schmidt says he's worried the Iran nuclear deal will significantly weaken that type of policy.
And if you think about it, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are on the sidelines through investment policies that the states control that aren't going to companies that do business with Iran has had an impact. So they negotiated it, ended up in the Iran deal. So now state treasurers are going to be on the front lines of whether or not that policy changes or not.
Schmidt is running against Democrat Judy Baker for the Missouri state treasurer. Missouri's two major candidates for governor disagree on many things, but Democrat Chris Koster and Republican Eric Greitens both oppose two proposed tobacco tax hikes on the November 8 ballot. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has the details.
Amendment 3 would increase Missouri's tobacco tax by as much as $1.27 a pack, with the money earmarked for early childhood programs. Proposition A would raise the tax by 23 cents a pack to pay for transportation improvements. Greitens says he opposes any state sales tax increases. Koster says Amendment 3 is poorly written. He accuses backers of Proposition A of not being serious and trying to confuse voters. Missouri's current tax of 17 cents a pack is the nation's lowest. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Democratic nominee for Missouri State Treasurer wants to get more people to open accounts with Missouri's College Savings Program. The Missouri Treasurer's Office is in charge of the MOST program, which helps parents save for their children's college education. Baker said she wants to make the MOST program more attractive for parents whose children want to go to trade or vocational schools.
And honestly, we're going to make sure that it's rebranded, not just college savings, which we like to say, but college and career savings program. Not everyone goes to college. And there's some really great apprenticeships, trade schools, vocational schools, community colleges, all kinds of things that people can go to.
Baker is squaring off against Republican state treasurer hopeful Eric Schmidt on November 8. Construction began yesterday on Business Loop 70 in Columbia between College and Illinois Avenue. The Missouri Department of Transportation is working on improving rusted culvert pipes in the area, and construction will take place every day for the next month and a half from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. MoDOT Maintenance Superintendent Mike Belt says they're doing daytime work because it's easier to work with city utilities during the day.
The numbers actually show us that daytime work should not adversely affect traffic during the day. In other words, we would be able to close one lane of, say, eastbound business loop and it not cause a traffic delay.
If the construction causes traffic issues, Belt says they'll consider going back to nighttime work. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.